Schrödinger did not derive his wave equation. There was just no way to do it from classical physics that was logically rigorous. Instead, he constructed it out of Dubois' wave-particle formula that linked the wavelength associated with a particle to its momentum, and from well-established equations of classical physics. As simple as it sounds, it required all of Schrödinger's skill and experience to be the first to write it down. It was the foundation on which he built the edifice of wave mechanics in the months ahead. But first, he had to prove that it was the wave equation. When applied to the hydrogen atom, would it generate the correct values for the energy levels? After returning to Zurich in January, Schrödinger found that his wave equation did reproduce the series of energy levels of the Bohr-Sommerfeld hydrogen atom. More complicated than Dubois' one-dimensional standing electron waves fitted into circular orbits, Schrödinger's theory obtained their three-dimensional analogs, electron orbitals. Their associated energies were generated as part and parcel of the acceptable solutions of Schrödinger's wave equation. Banished, once and for all, were the ad hoc additions required by the Bohr-Sommerfeld quantum atom. All the previous tinkering and tweaking that sat uneasily now emerged naturally from within the framework of Schrödinger's wave mechanics. Even the mysterious quantum jumping between orbits by an electron appeared to be eliminated by the smooth and continuous transitions from one permitted three-dimensional electron standing wave to another. Quantization has an eigenvalue problem was received by the Annalen der Physik on 27th of January, 1926. Published on 13th of March, it presented Schrödinger's version of quantum mechanics and its application to the hydrogen atom. In a career that spanned some 50 years, Schrödinger's average annual output of research papers amounted to 40 printed pages. In 1926, he published 256 pages in which he demonstrated how wave mechanics could successfully solve a range of problems in atomic physics. He also came up with a time-dependent version of his wave equation that could tackle systems that changed with time. Among them were processes involving the absorption and emission of radiation and the scattering of radiation by atoms.